Secret Report, Trudeau's High Migration Canada Slides Toward Poverty and Chaos. By Neil Munro on March 22, 2024. A government report in Canada forecasted a deep civic breakdown in the once stable society that now suffers from unprecedented levels of elite-imposed migration. The secret and heavily redacted report was prepared by the country's version of the FBI, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The partial copy was extracted from the agency by an academic lawyer and was published in Canada's National Post newspaper. The report is titled Whole of Government 5-Year Trends for Canada, and features many progressive-approved concerns about claimed global warming and cold weather Canada. But the visible sections of the text spotlight several obvious costs of migration. Expensive housing, wider wealth gaps, and reduced civic trust caused by the government's policy of forced diversity. Popular resentment. The coming period of recession will also accelerate the decline in living standards that the younger generations have already witnessed compared to earlier generations. For example, many Canadians under 35 are unlikely ever to be able to buy a place to live. The fallout from this decline in living standards will be exacerbated by the fact that the difference between the extremes of wealth is greater now in developed countries than it has been in any time in several generations. Erosion of trust. The past 7 years have seen more social and political polarization in the Western world. Paranoid populism. Capitalizing on the rise of political polarization and conspiracy theories have been populists willing to tailor their messages to appeal to extremist movements. Authoritarian movements have been on the rise in many liberal democratic nations. The situation will probably deteriorate further in the next 5 years, the report begins. The report repeatedly suggests that Donald Trump's pro-citizen populism is a danger to Canada's elite and that Canada's police forces be beefed up. But it does not mention the likely cause of Canada's crash, the elite-imposed and revolutionary policy of mass migration, which is rapidly creating civic conflict while also reducing average income, productivity, and birth rates. The vast migration is pushed by Canada's unpopular Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, at the request of business groups. His progressive government is importing roughly 1 million people per year, or roughly 3 migrants for every Canadian birth. That massive inflow is roughly twice the per-person inflow engineered by President Joe Biden and his pro-migration deputies. The policy is boosting the country's stock market as it's suppressing wages, spiking inflation, making homes unaffordable, deterring marriages and births, creating homeless encampments, and spiking civil strife among Canadians who are losing their livelihood, dreams, political clout, and national culture. For example, Canada's productivity has been declining because Trudeau's migration allows investors to profit from the consumer economy created by the inflow of poor and uneducated foreign workers, consumers, and renters. However, this growth by poverty strategy reduces pressure on investors to focus on the growth by productivity strategy that raises wages and wealth through greater use of technology, training, innovation, and trade. The inflow is also importing old ethnic conflicts into what was once a stable, prosperous, and high-trust nation. The resulting chaos helps politicians divorce themselves from the needs of ordinary Canadians, and it divides public opposition amid the government's policy of high migration and low productivity. The policy is so destructive that top economists are spotlighting the damage to Canada's productivity and technology. Lower productivity almost always means lower living standards, Trevor Tombe, a Canadian economist, wrote in 2023. According to the latest data from Statistics Canada, which was released last week, Canada's labour productivity, that is, how much stuff each hour of work produces on average, fell for the fourth consecutive quarter. As a result, Canadian productivity is now about 2% lower at the beginning of 2023 than it was 1 year earlier. Worse, this has reversed several years of gains. We are now back to mid-2017 levels. This matters. Had productivity growth in Canada kept pace with the United States over the past 5 years, I estimate we'd be producing over 8% more per hour worked than we do now. That's enormous. Roughly speaking, it's equivalent to $5,500 per person in lost economic output. Given how closely wages are tied to productivity, this directly affects our living standards and, in my view, poses a bigger affordability challenge than recent high inflation. Most Canadian provinces lag far behind almost all U.S. states. Ontario, for example, has a per-person level of economic output that is similar to Alabama, both equivalent to $55,000 worth of final goods and services produced annually per person. The Maritimes are below Mississippi, and Quebec and Manitoba lag behind West Virginia. Only Alberta exceeds the U.S. average of $76,000, but even Canada's strongest economy ranks 14th overall. It's roughly comparable to New Jersey and Texas, but 13% below California and nearly one quarter below New York. On March 21, Trudeau's government announced it would trim his catastrophic immigration policy. "We need to ensure the number of temporary residents entering the country is at a sustainable level," Immigration Minister Mark Miller told reporters. The government wants to trim the number of so-called temporary residents from 6.5% down to 5% of the population by 2026, according to a Reuters report. This will help strengthen the alignment between immigration planning, community capacity, and labor market needs and support predictable population growth, he claimed. Currently, Trudeau's poll ratings are in the toilet, having fallen from 28% in January 2022 to just 21% in March 2024. The rival Progressive Conservative Party of Canada now stands at 36%, even though it also supports more migration, while the pro-Canadian People's Party of Canada is stuck at 3%.